Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
And of course you, Daryl, are wonderful intuitive co-host.
And we have our lovely Lisa here doing Periscope for us today. And we also have a special guest today of Tom Shank from the Brain Balance
Center in Virginia Beach.
Here in Virginia Beach.
How are all of you doing out there? I'd like to see a show of hands now. Everybody that's in the sunshine basking, because we are not. We floated in to the office today for the show. And Daryl, we're going to have sunshine for Father's Day.
Yes, we are.
We have put it in order, and we're going to get a good delivery on that.
If I got a light of flare to get sunshine, I'm going to light one.
We have such an interesting and exciting guest for you today. I'm so glad that Tom Shank has come in to join us. He is going to talk to us about changing the brain, how changeable it is, and about how to deal with the, let's see, you said the emotional,
social, behavioral, and academic challenges that many, more and more kids and teens and adults are dealing with
there
today.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go. And I'm very interested in this topic, as I've been a lifelong sufferer myself. So let's all get enlightened today with all that Tom has to share with us about not just the Brain Balance Center, but about this whole dilemma with parenting and with children and, you know, how we can do the best job we possibly can and when we need to bring professionals into the mix. So first, Tom, though, you have to share, please. Okay. Yes, your story.
Okay, of how I ended up doing brain balance?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I was an elementary school teacher for 22 years. The first two of those, I taught sixth grade because you kind of have to take what you can get when you're starting. But then I got to move to third grade, which I love, just love third graders, and did that for 12 years, loved it. And of course, worked with tons of struggling kids over those years. Then I got an itch to do something a little different, so I got certified as a PE teacher. So I taught elementary PE for 8 years. About 3 years into that, I really started to learn about the importance of physical movement of the human body on brain development and brain function. And it just captured my interest so much that I started devouring books and going to workshops on the whole topic of new brain research and what we were learning. Ended up trying to do a couple pilot programs that I developed at my elementary school on some of these techniques to see if it would help some of the weak learners at my school learn more easily. And as a result of that, I got noticed in Portsmouth. I ended up being the Portsmouth Teacher of the Year for 2011.
Wonderful.
And then, yeah, thank you. And then in 2012, the Region 2 Teacher of the Year for Virginia. So one of eight regional teachers of the year.
Wow.
It's really...
What big accomplishments.
Yeah, it was very exciting, you know, very rewarding. But that path in learning about new brain research led me to a book I found on Amazon by accident called Disconnected Kids. And I saw it on Amazon. I started reading some of the comments that the parents had made of it. Yeah, made about it. And there were parents on there saying that their child had done the Brain Bounce program, which is what Disconnected Kids explains, this Brain Bounce program. And their children had... They didn't have ADHD anymore. They didn't have learning disabilities anymore. There's even a woman on there saying that her child didn't have the symptoms of autism anymore.
Wow.
And I was highly skeptical because it just sounded way too good to be true for me. But I bought the book, and what blew my mind as I read it was that the entire, everything in it, the whole theory that underlies our program, completely fit with all the other brain research books and workshops I've been going to and reading. So I got very excited. I ended up going to the grand opening of the center in Richmond and met Dr. Melillo, the developer of the program, was so impressed that I made my wife come to the lecture the next night he was doing. And she herself had suffered her whole adult, young life and adult life with things like learning was very hard. She had to work 10 times harder than all her friends in school. Definite undiagnosed learning disabilities. Anxiety, depression, poor prioritizing, poor verbal expression. And as Dr. Melillo was doing his lecture and explaining what was causing kids to have these struggles, she broke down and cried multiple times because he was explaining her life to a T. And in fact, until that lecture that night, she had come to believe that she was lazy, crazy, and unintelligent.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel that way a lot of the time myself.
Yeah, and she was an incredibly successful woman, 2 degrees in architecture and in early childhood education, but that's how she felt deep down inside because of these challenges where her brain just did not allow her to function in the world like other people were able to and like potential was.
Well, this seems like a new frontier in many ways because isn't it known that, I mean, the thought that there's very little we actually understand about the brain and its function and... So you're blazing new trails?
Yeah, I mean, related to things like ADHD, learning disabilities, autism, yeah, there's really very, I had never heard a theory out there that made any sense to me that could explain the underlying root cause. Now, we're learning tons about the brain, but this is the first person that I came across that had developed a theory of what the root cause was, number one. And number two, this guy spent 15 years, he started 25 years ago, experimenting with ways of assessing brain function, then stimulating the weak brain function he found to see what would bring the most symptom change. He did that by himself for 15 years, and eventually, towards the end, was getting such amazing global life changes in these kids' lives that he then partnered up with his nephew, and they turned it into Brain Balance, the company, 10 years ago. We now have, last count was 85 centers across the country, and just getting consistent, unbelievable, life-changing results with these kids' lives.
Why is it, though, that so many of us have not heard about Brain Balance Centers?
I'm still, honestly, when I first came across the book, my first thought was, if there's something getting these types of results, why haven't we heard? Why haven't I seen it on the news?
Right.
And I still honestly can't answer that. The only thing I can think of is it's so different out of the box. A theory versus, you know, what maybe mainstream medicine would look at as far as what might be going on, that it just hasn't gained enough credibility. I really don't know.
You know, I hate to be cynical, but if you think about it, what happens if you start curing everybody? Where's the business for psychiatrists, for big pharma, for even the family doctor? Everybody's cured, they run out of patients.
Right. Well, I definitely we never use the cure word.
Okay.
Okay, because that's just too much of a firestorm. But we do mature brain function and we see significant symptom change. That's the best way to say it. And the kids' lives just get a lot easier.
Is this hereditary? Did I inherit what I have from my family?
Excellent question. I do a workshop on this once a month at our center for free. And I do a workshop on that exact question for any group that will have me come. I'll do it for free anywhere in Hampton Roads that will let me come and explain what's causing issues like ADHD, learning disabilities, and autism to spike in the last 20 years. Whereas we just didn't see it that much, you know, 50, 60 years ago. So, excellent question. Here's what, there is a genetic component to it, yes. But it's different than what most people would think. It's not due to genetic mutations, okay? There's a new study of genetics called epigenetics, where they found that lifestyle and environment can turn genes off. Mm. Not damage them, but turn them off, so that they don't then do their job at the appropriate time. Now, here's the scary thing. Once they found that once they're turned off, they can be passed on in the off position for up to 11 generations.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. So the way we live our lives can affect our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, great-great-great-great-great down the line. So what we're seeing is in the last 100 years, as the lifestyle environment in the United States has changed so dramatically in modern Western cultures like the United States, because we're seeing it in other places like Europe, et cetera, that it's been snowballing. Each successive generation has turned a few more of these brain-building genes off in that population. It's passed on. Now the next generation adds some more and some more and some more to where I call it the epigenetic snowball effect. We're now in a situation where so many kids are being born with so many brain-building genes turned off that more and more areas of their brain are going underdeveloped, and we get this poor communication and brain function, and the symptoms emerge.
When we get back from break, which you're going to have to go to in a second here, maybe you can tell us, does all this technology and the big boom with technology, is that helping or actually not helping?
I will answer that question. Excellent question.
All right, let's go to break here. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for Tom. Or if you want a reading from Deborah, give us a call. We'll be right back, buddy.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Honey.
And our special guest today of Tom Shank from the Brain Balance Center here in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to put you in Norfolk.
That's okay. We serve all of Hampton Roads. Yeah.
That's right. So we were just starting to get into the nitty gritty of the whole, call it a condition. Do you call it a illness?
I mean, really, we just look on it as weak brain function. Okay. Areas of the brain that are not as mature as they should. So it's a brain communication issue is really what it is. The whole brain can't sync up as one unit and work together properly.
Yeah. Dude, that's why I've said it. I've always said I've been AB normal.
Is this part of the reason that some children, as they develop, turn to drugs? I've heard it said that a lot of times drug users or abusers are using drugs just to feel normal.
Okay. Well, I will say this, that so our primary goal when we assess a child, we're going to look at immaturities in different levels of brain function. We look at primitive reflexes the babies are born with. They should be gone by 18 months. We make sure they're gone. And if they're not, that's the problem. We look at sensory function, touch, smell, vision, and hearing. We look at motor function, large and fine motor development. And the reason that's so important to us is because that's the foundation upon which the thinking, learning, social, emotional, behavioral focus part of the brain builds. So we go very deep into brain development to the very early stages, and we address those issues. But the biggest communication breakdown that Dr. Melillo discovered was between the left and the right hemisphere. If the two hemispheres of the brain are not processing information at the same speed, then it's like a brand new computer trying to network with a 20-year-old computer.
Oh, that's a really good analogy there.
Yeah, and it's really pretty accurate of what's going on. The human brain's all speed. If all the areas can't sync up in the exact same split second in time, the brain's not making a good global decision in that particular moment because some information is
on. So is technology helping or hurting?
All right. Okay. So first question that you asked just a second ago is about, does it lead to addiction?
Yeah.
So what I was kind of building toward, when we're looking at this left and right hemisphere, the two sides of the brain have very different functions. One of the jobs of the left side of the brain is to act as the gas pedal of our life. Okay. To push us to take action and do things. The right side of the brain's job is to act as the brake pedal of our life. Okay. To slow us down, check things out for danger, be cautious, don't be too impulsive. Think things through first, right? So just knowing that left is gas and right is brake, what do you think would be the weak side for someone with ADHD? If the gas
brake
is
side.
The
yeah,
brake
that's
side,
what
the right
I would
hemisphere.
Say too.
Yes. Almost every ADHD child that we assess, we find their right hemisphere overall is the weaker side. Because they just have too much gas, not enough brake to balance it out.
Right.
So one of the things I'm going to tie technology into this. Technology is one of the things that is turning off epigenes in our population that I talked about before the break, okay? These genes to build the brain. So too much technology. In doses, it's okay. We're not anti-technology. In small doses, it's fine. But too much technology stimulates unhealthy development in the left hemisphere, suppresses right hemisphere development. So it will cause someone with an imbalance between left and right for the right to fall further and further behind in its processing speed and the left to get further ahead, which can make worse. Now, the unhealthy development that technology builds in the left hemisphere is these loops in the frontal lobe of the left hemisphere. The frontal lobe is the highest level thinking part of the human brain. It's what sets us apart from animals in its higher, you know, long-term thinking, planning, processing, judgment. Healthy loops in this left frontal lobe, where this person needs constant instant reward. Video games are notorious for this.
Yeah.
A person playing a video game is getting constant, you know, this light's flashing, they got this reward, they got these coins, they got this key. It's constant. So that brain loses its ability to work for long-term reward. It needs it all the time. And eventually that it needs a higher and higher level of stimulation more and more so that the video games aren't enough to quench that thirst. So oftentimes they're finding that these kids will then start turning to more high risk behaviors to get that sense of reward, instant gratification, which can turn into, you know, other types of unhealthy behaviors.
Extramarital affairs. sex addiction as they become adults.
Drugs.
Drinking. Yeah, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Just one quick question, Tom. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you do a class once a month. One of our listeners on Periscope was interested when that is.
Okay. I'd have to grab my phone to find the next date that I should have had that prepared, but we do it once a month at our center.
Okay.
I just actually did it last night at our center. Right. And so we will be doing it again.
If you want to grab your phone, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's great.
All right.
Maybe you can throw out your contact information, a number,
sure.
a website.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the other thing you can do is just call us. It's 757-644-6460.
644-6460. Wait, lots of sixes.
Yeah.
All right, who's the numerologist?
All right, so in July, let's see, I did it on a Thursday, so maybe on a Saturday.
Sounds really interesting. I would going.
I would love for you to come. It's really is very, very eye-opening as to why we're seeing these issues spiking. I go a lot deeper than what I'll be able to share with today. Yeah. Oh, here we go. That's educational seminar and tour. Oops.
Okay, just take your time.
Okay.
Well, to find out that this can impact up to 11 generations,
that's a big deal.
Oh, would you like to know? So one of the big things that's turning off these genes in our population, environmental factors, is these technology you mentioned, too much screen time. Would you like to know the other four that are really affecting the whole population? Okay. First, let me tell you, I found the next time I'm doing the workshop at our center, it's going to be Saturday, July 23rd from 12:30 to 1:30.
Oh,
okay.
That's very doable.
Yes, just an hour. You can, you know, just come in or show up.
We don't have to reserve or.
You don't have to, but if you know you're definitely coming, call and let us know so we can make sure we've got enough chairs out for everybody. All right, so.
The other four.
So screen time is turning off genes in our population. The others, and one of the biggest, is sedentary lifestyle.
Oh, boy.
Not moving the physical body. Physical movement in the human body is one of the biggest drivers of human brain development of anything, along with sensory stimulation.
And binge watching Netflix.
Oh, yeah. You're getting the screen time and you're just sitting around.
I mean,
look at what kids today are doing with their time. They're not out playing until the sun goes down. No, so they're not getting the physical activity. That's turning genes off. Stress turns off genes. Toxins in the environment turn off genes. So all this stuff in our processed food and chemicals all around us and poor nutrition. Mm. So look at the changes in those five things in the last 100 years.
We've really gone downhill in a lot of ways.
So here's the good news. Because these genes are only turned off, not damaged,
they can be
turned back on at any time of a person's life. So that you can start building these areas of the body and the brain properly. So that's why I want to do this workshop for as many folks as I can, as quickly as I can, because we actually believe that if we educate enough people to make certain tweaks in their lifestyle, so we start building these things back into our lifestyle, we can get our genes turned back on and start passing them on in the on position. We believe we can start bringing these numbers back down.
That'd be great.
Which we don't get a handle on it, the rate that these are increasing in another 20, 30 years, this is going to crush us financially in the education system and in healthcare.
And those of us who are in the counseling field, I think this is crucial to our work to have an understanding of these things on a fundamental level, because think of we're trying to help people cope with their lives.
Yeah.
And if we don't know how to help them in that way. I mean, I get a lot of really broken people coming through my office.
Yeah, yeah.
And
a lot of them are, some of it's going to be situational in their life. But if they have some type of imbalance where their brain just can't perceive, process, and respond to the world properly, it's literally like trying to run a race with one leg.
Yeah,
you know, they're going through life with one side of their brain dominating, the other side can't do its job. They've even got half of the tools in their toolbox to try to deal with life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really can be very debilitating. Yeah.
Folks out there, if you have any questions you'd like to ask Tom personally, or you'd like to have your reading interwoven through our exciting discussion today, please call. Daryl's going to flip you the phone number here.
1-800-930-2819.
And Tom, when we come back, we still have a couple minutes here, but when we come back, maybe you can help us to understand what we need to do. I mean, what we can do.
Yeah.
Come to the Brain Balance Center, or how do we interact with maybe teachers that maybe are overworked? They're not like plugged in anymore.
Sure.
With parents that are also out to lunch where their own kids are concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? It makes it hard for professionals when you're trying to deal with people, but there's so much resistance that, but just having conversations like today, we can break through a lot that.
Yep, it's just education.
And I'm fascinated, and I hope the rest of you are too. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And our special guest, Tom Schenck, today.
Howdy.
He's from the Brain Balance Center here in Virginia Beach, of which there are how many now across the country?
Last count I heard was 85.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I hope it doubles and triples because we need this.
We do too.
And, you know, it's kind of a little bit in along the same vein, I guess you could say, is like holistic medicine, where you're not dispensing medications and you're...
Oh, yeah. This, what I love about it is it's, you know, Dr. Melillo, the reason he was able to, I believe, was able to see this is because his training is looking at the whole body, brain as a unit. Not, you know, whereas most doctors are really looking at specific areas of the brain or of the physical body, but this is a global body-brain issue. So someone with his big picture view of us as a human being, is it really took someone like that to be able to put all these pieces together.
Did he have children that suffered with this?
Yeah. He had a son that was diagnosed ADHD. Yeah. No professional could give him any logical explanation of what the root cause of his son's ADHD was. So he started studying the research. And he came up with this theory of this poor communication between different areas of the brain. And then as he spent 15 years himself experimenting with ways of assessing brain function and then stimulating these weak areas of the brain to mature, he found that the left-right communication was the biggest breakdown in communication.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, when, let's say I brought my son, my young son, to mm-hmm. your center, what's right. going to be the process that I could
sure.
expect?
Sure. So we start with an assessment, and the assessment's amazing because we go deep into brain function looking at, for example, does this child have any primitive reflexes? These are automatic responses to the world, physical movement responses babies have, like the grasp reflex or the startle mm-hmm. reflex, that help the baby survive in the first 18 months of life. They're like training wheels for the brain until it's mature enough to take over on its own. So if they don't get turned off by 18 months, huge red flags, huge problems. It's going to limit the development of the higher brain function that comes from there. So luckily, we assess, we find them if they're there, and then we help to integrate them and get rid of them, which allows the brain to jump forward. In the assessment, we look at the child's sensory function, touch, smell, vision, and hearing. Are they at age-appropriate levels? We look at their motor function, large and fine motor development, rhythm and timing, coordination. And then we do an academic achievement test to look at the thinking part of the brain. But for us, that sensory motor foundation is the biggest key because that's the foundation upon which the thinking, learning, emotional, social, behavioral, academic focus part of the brain builds. So if you've got deficits in the sensory motor function, you've got primitive reflexes, there's no way you're going to be able to function at optimal potential in
True.
Your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we assess that, we find those weaknesses. We also determine which is the overall weaker hemisphere, the left or the right. It's never all or nothing. All our students have strengths and weaknesses on both sides. But what Dr. Melillo found was the key was to find the overall weaker side, only stimulate that side until its processing speed equals the faster side. They sync up and integrate, and then they grow in balance from there. And we see improvements on the weaknesses from both sides of the brain eventually. But you have to get the weaker side to catch up first. So, so we share that with parents. They then know, parents walk out of my office, I'm done going over this, and they're like, Tom, I've had parents that have done every other type of assessment you can ever imagine. They said, we've done it all, but you've explained to me in this 45-minute meeting more for me to really understand my child and why they have certain high strengths and why they have these struggles than right. anything else we've ever done. And the most important, exciting thing they tell me is not only have you answered the whys, but you've given us a solution.
Wow.
You're showing us
yeah.
how we can naturally mature these weak functions with natural movement and sensory stimulation activities and mental exercises. We get that full brain integration, and literally the symptoms just start to improve over time just because we're restoring the brain to natural function without medication.
How do the children respond? Do they like this? Do they enjoy going?
Yeah, 95% of them love coming. And because it's fun, it's different, it's unique, you know, it's not just tutoring, sitting there, you know, grinding out academics over and over again.
And it's not necessarily sitting there going, well, how do you feel about that?
No, right. Right. And the thing about counseling and tutoring, they're excellent if the brain is balanced and the brain and the thinking part of the brain can respond to it. Okay. But our kids, their brain isn't even balanced enough where they can process counseling in a way that's going to be able to change their behavior on their own. They don't right. have that maturity in that frontal lobe yet. So once we're done working with kids, then if they still need some counseling or tutoring, the brain just responds 10 times better to it because the brain's ready to receive that help from those professionals.
Right.
Yeah.
So these children then go home after they've been coming to the center for mm-hmm. a period of time, and I bet they're actually a joy to live with.
We've had. I remember one mother in particular, when she first came, she was so stressed out. I mean, she was literally on the verge of a breakdown herself because her son.
I can relate.
He came for our assessment, and we couldn't even assess all the different functions. He ended up sitting in our lobby screaming for an hour until his dad returned. We finished working with him, and the mom now says when they go, they're able to go out to restaurants and have a meal together now, and people walk up and say how well-behaved their little boy is. He went from huge emotional meltdowns, just really frustrating behavior. It was making a strain on the parents' relationship and marriage. It was really tough on them, and now they were just so grateful when we finished. They're like, you know, you've just changed our son's life and future, but also our whole family dynamic. We enjoy doing things with our son now, where before, honestly, they told us...
It can be scary.
Yeah, it was...
you don't know what's going to happen on that excursion to Busch Gardens or something like that.
Yeah, so very rewarding.
We've been down that road a little bit.
You know, you've said that parents see big improvements in emotional, social, behavioral, and academic challenges with their children. Besides these, what other symptoms do parents see getting better?
Yeah. So one of the things I love when I do go over these assessment results is I can explain things that they've probably never thought of that are really that big of a deal or might be a result of brain function issues. Okay. But I'll connect them when we look at their weak function. And then when we start working on them, we see improvements in things like sleep patterns, picky eating, bowel issues, and constipation. I got to tell you a story. We had an Asperger's little boy who came to us. Big improvements across his life, social, emotional, behavioral. But he was still in pull-ups for bowel accidents every day, and he was 10.
Oh.
Wow.
And he wouldn't sleep through one night. He would get up after 4 or 5 hours, roaming the house, waking everybody up. He worked with us for 6 months. About 10 weeks into his program, he was sleeping like a baby, no more pull-ups. Mom said that in and of itself was life-changing. But then as he continued working with us, all of a sudden he started being able to control his emotions. He started being able to interact with other kids and started making friends. In fact, into his around week or month 4 or 5, his brother told his mom that for the first time he felt like he had a little brother. Mm-hmm. He had a brother that he could interact with and be a part of his life like brothers
should be. It's like they're in a prison, an invisible prison.
They're in their own, a lot of times in their own little world. They literally aren't perceiving the world the way we do because their sensory apparatus isn't working properly. They're not perceiving it. Therefore, they can't process it in their brain properly. And then they just can't respond.
And as parents, the more we push at them and we try to drive them down this path that we think they're supposed to go, I imagine it only makes the situation that much more difficult for them.
Yeah, a lot of parents, and even myself as a former teacher, I look back on students that I had, you know, given a hard time or fussed at for not focusing or paying attention or this or that or having trouble making friends with the kids in my class. And now I look back and I realize they were just doing the best they could. Aww. A lot of times it's amazing how well they're able to do with the deficits they have. And it's just, you have a lot more empathy and understanding for these kids. They really are struggling and it's not their fault.
Now for people that are in our area, we're not done, but just in case anybody has to jump off and leave us.
Sure.
What process? Do they contact you for an appointment?
Yeah. So we're open Monday through Friday, 9 in the morning till 8 p.m.
Oh, nice hours. So working parents can show up.
Yeah, because the kids, they come and do their activities at our center after school hours.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, they can't be missing school. So we're working with kids doing that from 3 to 8. We're doing assessments in the morning and early afternoon. So that's the 9 to 8 p.m. Saturdays, we're open 9 to 2 p.m. And, you know, parents can either directly call and do an assessment, you know, call and say, hey, we want to have our child do the assessment because that's really the starting point. Or sometimes they'll want to come in and just get a tour of the center. Tell us a little bit about their child. See, you know, do you think that what you do might be able to help them? We tell them more details about the program, et cetera. You know, kind of just coming in and getting a fact-finding mission, if you will.
Right.
And then at that point, then they'll often say, okay, yeah, let's do an assessment. Let's get some real answers.
I'm sure folks out there are thinking, okay, but is it expensive? Is it? I mean, you're investing in someone's future. So
yeah.
Of course, it's not going to come cheap.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we really like to have parents think about our program, an investment, long-term investment like college. You know, college now it's $20,000 or more per year.
Yeah.
You know, for 1 year of college. So much less than 1 year of college, we can balance almost any child's brain and get them to full integration where these symptoms dramatically improve.
And I think it's all about priorities, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you put your children in expensive sporting activities, or mm-hmm. these kids go on, you know, big expensive vacations. You put braces on, you know, you're doing things to entertain mm-hmm. your child. How about doing something that's going to proactively really help that child
yeah.
to succeed in life yeah. and go right. forward.
Right. Yeah, and we've got financing, you know, that helps all families be able to do the program.
That's awesome. So, yeah. That really is. I'm really happy to hear that. No insurance, mm-hmm. though.
No insurance. Yeah. The reason being we're an educational program, yeah. not medical. So right now they don't look at us, but I'll guarantee you there's going to come a point where they're going to realize that we can balance a child's brain one time when they're young, and then they don't need all this extra support and other types of services the rest of their life.
Sure.
They're going to save a ton of money over time.
All right. Let's go to break here. We'll be right back, folks. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819 if you have questions for Tom or if you just like a reading that's mixed in with
the,
things with
the
Tom.
Show, yeah.
So give us a call. We'll be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee, our special guest, Tom Chank from the Brain Balance Center here in Virginia Beach, and our lovely Lisa for running Periscope.
Yes, and thank you to all who have joined us. This is really an important topic, and I hope that those of you that missed today's show are tuning in through the archives or through the link to the Periscope show so that you have been able to catch up with us. Now, Tom, you've shared so many wonderful things with us. Tell I'm really interested to know what types of symptoms and diagnoses develop when the right and left hemispheres are the overall weaker side.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I thought it would be fun to do a little kind of like a listener quiz and a quiz for you too.
Okay.
Okay. So this has the answers on it. I'm going to flip it over so you can see it and see what you all think
all right.
and the rest of you can
all
listen. Right. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the some other differentiations between left and right brain. So we already said earlier that the left side's of the gas pedal and the right side's the brake pedal, mm-hmm. right? So therefore, an ADHD child would probably have a weaker right hemisphere,
yeah, the brake.
Right? Where
right.
the brake is, okay? All right, here's another one. The left side of the brain in general is the intellectual, logical, linear thinking side of the brain, while the right side is the social, emotional, behavioral side of the brain. So therefore, if a child had a learning disability, which side do you think would be the weaker side?
Left.
Left side.
Yeah.
The logic, yes. So mm-hmm. most children with a learning disability that we assess, we find that their function is weaker on the left. What about a child that has Asperger's?
Yeah.
Right weak?
Right.
Exactly. In fact, Asperger's children, usually they have a really big deficit between left and right because their left brain is usually developed above their age. We'll have 10-year-olds that come in and we assess them and their left hemisphere shows function in the 17, 18, 19-year-old range, but their right hemisphere is in the 3, 4, 5-year-old range.
Oh, my goodness.
So that size of deficit is why these kids can't. They're intellectually brilliant in certain areas, but because that right side, which is the social-emotional side, mm-hmm. is weak, they have trouble controlling their emotions. They have trouble reading nonverbal cues in others, which is why the right brain is the social side. The right side of the brain is what subconsciously reads facial expressions and body language in others. And this is why our kids struggle socially, because they're not able to read others like we do subconsciously.
And in autism, just as a quick aside
uh-huh.
here,
yeah.
what, how is that?
So autism is a very profound right. So Asperger's is now considered under the umbrella of autism. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So they're part of that. But other types of autism, very profound right hemisphere weakness, which has affected that social, emotional, behavioral, but also has severely impacted the left hemisphere, which is where you can see some autistic children not having good verbal skills, which is more of a left hemisphere weakness. But autism, definite clear right hemisphere weakness. We stimulate that right hemisphere over time and new abilities just start to emerge. Our kids that don't speak a lot, they start to have more language coming out. They start looking people right in the eye. They start having more interactions and social desire to interact with others instead of living in their own little bubble. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, would you like to do a couple more quiz questions
here?
Sure. Okay. So dyslexia, would mm-hmm. that be left or right weak? Dyslexia is the inability to read well.
Left.
Left, exactly. Yeah. You got it. Almost always left. How about a new one? A new one that I'd never heard of until I was getting ready to retire. Oppositional defiant disorder.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
These are kids that you say black, they will say white without even thinking about it.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, instantly they will argue
yep.
to the death the opposite of whatever you say.
Yep.
Okay. And it's a tough life for these parents and for the kids. This is what it, for the kids it is too, because they don't like it about themselves either. But so.
Is that
left is intellectual, logical, linear. Right is social, emotional, behavioral. So which do you think is weak for an ODD?
I'd say right.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I was leaning
yep.
left.
Yep. No, because it's the emotional side. It's that yeah. behavioral side. They just snap, get upset over any little thing. They'll defiant, angry, drop of a hat. All right, here's
yeah,
another one. This will be great for any educators out there, because this made big sense to me when I learned this. Left side of the brain focuses on details. The right side makes sense of the big picture. Okay? So,
okay.
In reading, if a child struggles a lot with the word reading, just being able to read the words, phonics, sounding it out, which side do you think would be the weaker side? Remember, left side focuses on details, right, the big picture. Okay, actually, before you answer, let me give the other option. So one side does word reading. The other side comprehends what the whole story was about. So which side of the brain does the word reading? Which side does the comprehension?
I'd say left does the decoding.
Left, yes, the left detail side reads the words. The right side of our brain comprehends what that whole story was about. So you really aren't reading unless you have both sides of the brain working at equal, so you can read the words and know what it was about.
So why do I have to keep reading a page over and over because my mind just goes, ooh.
Yep, the focus issue and yes. Your right brain is having trouble pulling all the pieces together.
I see.
This is why we can have Asperger's kids reading, word reading skills on our Wyatt test at college level, but they're scoring like, three or four grade levels behind on comprehension. Okay, well, here's another one. Huh? Math. Math is divided. Oh, yeah. Math is divided between the two sides. Okay, so which side do you think? So we got math story problems, right? Okay, so a story problem. You got to read the story, pick out what, visualize it. What should I do? Which operation, et cetera. And then you also have math computation. This would be like an addition problem that's just written down already and you just solve it. Which side does that addition problem that's already written, and which side reads a story problem and is able to make sense of it and solve it?
I'd say left reads the story, right does the math problem.
I would have flipped his.
Yes, yeah. The ladies are right. The details of the math on the left, you only got one wrong.
That's
you got them all right, but one.
Okay.
So that's great there. You did great.
Bad.
Yeah. So the left side does the details of math, simple computation. The right side sees the big picture of, okay, how do I solve it? Then it writes the problem down and the left side finishes the problem. So you can see when someone only has one hemisphere that's fully operational, it just, you don't have all the tools to get through life. So in general, left hemisphere weak kids, if they get some type of diagnosis, and by the way, we work with lots of kids who don't have any diagnosis. They don't need one for us to help them.
Right.
The diagnosis is not really that informative, right? So parents come to us and, we're able to find weak brain function. So left weaknesses lead to things like learning disabilities, dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia. Right weak children usually have diagnoses of ADHD, autism, Asperger's, OCD, oppositional defiant disorder, Tourette's. Okay? Everybody always asks, can you have some weaknesses on both? Absolutely. We work with kids all the time that have diagnoses from both sides. But remember, Dr. Melillo found the key to full brain integration is finding the overall weaker side and only stimulating that side to catch up first.
Tom, you're going to have to come back because this is just so much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just so much information and it's fantastic. It feels like, doesn't it like the top of your head is opening up?
Well, this is what I love. When I came across this, the reason to me it was so big, I read this book and I couldn't stop talking about it, is because the whole brain maps theory to me is one of those unifying theories that pulls together so many things that just haven't been making sense.
Gosh.
Why do individual kids great at one thing, struggle at this thing? Me as a teacher, I didn't get it. Why are we seeing autism, Asperger's, learning disabilities spike in the last 20, 30 years? It helps to explain that. I mean, it's just so fascinating the way it kind of pulls so much together.
Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, even if they're not in the area.
All right. So, yes, centers across the country, if you have a child or you know of a child struggling, you have to go to brainbalancecenters.com, brainbalancecenters.com. You can see the research. You can see testimonials. You can find out where the nearest center is to you.
Okay.
We are in the Fairfield Shopping Center, the Kempsville area of Virginia Beach. Our number is 644-6460, and we just love sharing the hope that we give parents.
And you have a free workshop?
We do free workshops.
On July 23rd at 12:30.
I believe so.
Yes, you do. And thank you, Tom.
You're very
All right,
welcome.
Daryl,
Thanks
take
for
us
having
out.
Me
All
so
right.
Much.
It's been great.
For those of you out there with a smartphone, we do have an app for our card readings. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. It's free. It gives you one card reading that is very, very accurate.
So please pick it up. It is free.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Daryl. Thank you so much.
And
thank you, Tom and Lisa. Yay.
Yay.
See you next week, everybody.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.